Bottling Burps for Grandma by Andrew Collette. Forward. A very big thank you. Big people, small folk, young and old, mothers, grandads, and many more of you around the country have been buying up large quantities of my previous collection of rotten rhymes, Always Eat Your Bogies. Children and adults alike seem equally enthusiastic to read about everlasting nappies and cowpats with pet names. So, thank you. But what does all this say about the great British buying public? Could it be that we all have an undying fascination with rancid and rotten things? Or could the answer be much simpler? Could the appeal of books such as Always Eat Your Bogies be much easier to explain? Is it simply that everyone likes to laugh? As in the case of Always Eat Your Bogies, this second collection does not aim to fit in with any one type of poetry. Its objective, pure and simple, is to present reading as something which is fun. Hopefully, it's a message which might stick. Happy reading. Kind regards, Andrew Collette. Dedications. To my wonderful son Toby, for understanding when I'm too busy to play pea shooters with a vacuum cleaner in the kitchen. Thanks, Toby. To my equally wonderful and long-suffering wife, for living with me and my very strange habits. Oh, and for picking those peas off the kitchen floor. Bottle your burps for Granny. Bottle your burps, keep them as new, save them for later, store them in goo. Let them grow old, let them grow mean, let your big burps turn nasty and green. Watch them as they rot, wait as they worm, watch their wild faces starting to squirm.